In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand if you trust, and we will do what we must, until it's turning out just like the plan.
We'll find a way so wrong.
The road is long, but our mojo's strong, and unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
We pick back off right where we left off. Lamar and Navy, you have just made it outside of the volcano. You see your friends mid-combat, surrounded by River City enforcement agents who do not look happy to be there, shrouded in darkness from the blacked-out sky above. Lamar hefts his shield and says, I'll do my best, man, to like protect you guys and try to take hits. You just tell me where you want me to post up.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you could post up the edge of your shield into the head of that guy right there or that guy right there, like hard.
Mm. Yeah, I think my friend's endorsing whole-scale murder.
Well,
that's tough for a pacifist.
Yeah, wild to come out swinging. We've known each other for about 3 minutes, man, and you're challenging my belief system, but I'm going to do my best to still protect you. Because that's like what heroes do.
Well, hold on. Actually, I didn't even think about this. Hold on 1 second. Hey, River City First, guys. Are you all pacifists as well?
No.
Yeah,
no,
shoot.
None of you?
Shoot.
Not a one?
Did you hear that, Lamar?
Krylon.
So, Lamar, these guys are going to kill us.
Yeah, man. And I'm going to I'm going to protect you. I'll take the hit.
Cool. Okay, great.
So, you tell Lamar where you want him to stand, and he is going to try to keep some of the heat off while you guys fight.
Cool. Lamar, why don't you sort of post up by the east gate there and see if you can't just kind of like block people from coming in towards us.
All right, man. I got you.
I don't know how you're going to do that without hitting a little bit, but it's up. I guess that's up to you to figure out.
All right. Give him shell. And he goes for a high five.
Cool.
Well, that's cool.
Give him shell.
That's cool. Yeah. I mean, I got to take that.
High five.
Okay, let's show it to
you. All right, Navy, what do you do?
I look around. I look at Roger. I say, what's the sitch? How many of you guys taken out?
Well, taken out. Maybe two.
Two is not a lot. Okay. Well, time for me to bust out some of my new tricks. I'm going to run over to this fountain at the center of the square here. I assume that's what this circular water feature
Correct.
Is. And I'm going to just kind of get in there while charging up the splash pack. And right as this group of RFC soldiers, goons, roll up on me, I'm going to look at them and say, well, let's get it wet. And I'm going to launch myself up into the air, do an incredible triple Lutz up there, spread eagle horizontally, sort of aligning myself with the ground, and bring myself down on these 10 guys in a glorious foot.
You're writing a gigantic check with very few rolls here. Now, I'm hearing a lot of adjectives that you're just kind
when
of...
When dropping down on a group of enemies from a significant height, Navy SEAL can deal damage to the group with a single roll.
I'm hearing a lot of graceful, elegant, devastating. I hear a lot of flavor text.
First things first, we need to use the hydropropulsion roll to launch you into the air. So that's 5d8. Since it's your signature item and it's upgraded...
I have not used any time to shine dice. I'll use one for this. I imagine I'll probably need more for the actual attack. 68, coming at ya. That's two successes. Very glad that I used my 68 there. Because there were a lot of red colored dice in the mix as well.
Now, but wait, Griffin. What if the two time to shine dice you used were the first two failures?
I only used one, so that's a good point. I could have just wasted that. Dang. You don't think about that
You try not to think about probability.
No, man. You don't... You know, no one ever thinks about how much statistics and probability play into tabletop role-playing games.
Thank you,
Jared. Well,
it
gets
all
boring,
seems like fun
it?
And devil worship, and then you find out there's math involved?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's chased many away.
Yeah, man. More devil, less division. Okay.
True.
Griffin.
Yeah.
So with your foon.
Yes.
That is going to be a 48 roll for it being a Mondo move. Okay. The number of successes you get are going to be the number of guys that you're able to knock back. You could also add time to shine dice to this if you wish. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to add two more time to shine dice to this to try and get 68. And really just try to wreck it. I'm going to wreck it. That's more like it.
Woo! That's a
five successes with two eights,
wow,
which is, I think,
Griffin.
What even is that? That's Omega Cowabunga?
Mega Cowabunga. With a Mega Cowabunga, eight of the 10 go flying. They are not knocked unconscious or anything, but they are definitely some distance away now.
Some of them landed on top of buildings.
Yeah, they're
probably not going to be a concern for
them. Wow. This is like that moment. I was always confused in like Xena and Hercules where sometimes they would hit people and it would be like a bar fight, and sometimes they would hit people and the people would go flying backwards through walls and over buildings. This was one of the, they went flying backwards through walls and over buildings.
It would be great if, like, in the next scene, like, one of those guys comes back and is, like, out of breath. Like, dang, man, you really sent me a far way away from the fight, but I'm here to pick it back up.
What I'm imagining, too, is, like, when you hit the ground with the food, not only is it the force of your body from being a bulky boy, but there's also, like, water expelled from your splashback, like one of those, like, squishy...
A cushioning.
But it's also, like, it's still, sprays out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you all definitely still do hear. It still doesn't feel, but that's how you know it worked, and it is a foon.
And Roger, I'm also going to say, since of your proximity, and this has no effect on you, on like mechanically, but your shoes do get a little wet from the splash because you're in the splash.
Sorry
zone.
About that.
Okay,
yeah, sorry, bro.
Yeah, I understand.
Sorry, bro.
But that has cleared out the west track pretty well. You got two more guys over there.
I look up at those two guys like, seriously?
And they stand that? And they kind of, we got wet, but we didn't get drenched. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But it was intimidating.
I appreciate that. Can we maybe skip a turn?
You need to catch your breath, man.
Yeah, I need to catch my ribs.
A foon will do that to you, man.
Lyle, it's your turn. You've got some guys here. You're over in the shadows in the bushes. And two of the RCF agents have approached your location. You could see them kind of sweeping their mag lights around, but they have not spotted you. What do you do?
This is perfect. This is exactly where I want them. I am going to mimic the sound of a cricket, but a big one, like a big cricket, to where they're like, that's weird.
Chirp, chirp.
Yeah, exactly like that, Griffin. Thank you. Actually, that's weird. That's the exact sound I was going to make. So if you would just, I'll just have you do that whenever I need a little bit of the old paprika. But yeah, so I'm going to make like a big manly cricket noise, Griffin. You could just like,
chirp, chirp.
Yeah, I'm going to try to lure several of them over.
Okay. Roll. I'm looking here, and it doesn't seem like you have any special skills in this area.
No, that's what makes it art.
Okay, 2d8, please.
Mixed success.
Okay, with a mixed success, two more are like, I got to investigate what's going on over here. But the two that are looking have found you. The two that were already there, I mean.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they clock somebody in the bushes?
Yes.
Perfect.
And they're going to attack you now.
Don't take another step, man. My name's Dr. Bush.
And you,
oh, Dr. Bush.
And I don't know how to tell you this, but you have a pestation problem.
Okay. Yeah, man.
You.
Look around. No, look around you. You've got some serious problems with bugs, and Dr. Bush is here to sort it out. Come close. Look at this ash beetle.
All right. Roll 2d8 for me.
That's a big success.
Yeah, that's a big success. One of them's like, oh, ash beetle? That's rare in this location. I'm pretty sure that's an invasive species. But the other one is going to take a swing at you. Ooh.
Wow. Jesus Christus. I don't think kids can hear Jesus.
No?
Listen with their
heart. No, it's actually at a pitch too low for child ears to hear.
That's, so Travis has rolled an
Jesus
eight.
Take the wheel.
An 8388. So a triple mega cowabunga?
Well, so on attack, it just means the 8 can't be defended and goes through any armor, but Axelau also doesn't have any armor. So Axelau is going to take 3 points of damage.
Yowza.
And so Lamar's base defense is 3. So one's going to take a swing at him, and he blocks the 2 hits that would have come from that one. And the other one takes a swing at them, and he blocks the 2 hits from there. It's graceful. He's moving right. Like the wind. There is no anger to it, but rather as the wind moves a feather, so does Lamar move his shield. Roger. Oh, not all of those guys. But they move
forward. That's my whole turn? That's all I get to do is make a cricket noise?
And even I did it.
To be fair, Justin, you made a cricket noise and pretended to, and I can't tell if you were trying to beat up Bush or some kind of like...
I was just making conversation.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize.
It's just chat. I'm just being neighborly.
So the Dr. Bush thing was just a coincidence?
It was just palaver, man. It's just being neighborly. Just like, for the podcast, you have to say something.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a rap sesh.
You can't just like look menacing or be quiet.
Well, I just want to point out that...
I could have been quiet and that would have hidden me better, but that doesn't make for a very good podcast.
But there were 2 guys already drawn to your location looking for you. And you're like, here's what I want. More guys looking for me.
No, I should have been quiet. You're right, Trev. It would have been way
you
smarter.
You could have attacked them. You have
there were a lot.
Lamar, I'm trying to respect Lamar. He wants me.
Just hearing him from across the sidewalk, you're like, that's not a bad idea. Pacifism.
I mean, I have a hatchet that I use exclusively as a tool. Like, it makes a lot of sense to me. No, it's fine. I'll take my lumps.
Roger. The 2 guys in the front of the southern line move forward. They are going to take shots at you. The first one would have gotten 2 hits with a 5 and a 6, but your Kevlar suit is going to deflect those with 2 damage reduction. And the other one, 1 hit. So they take swings at you with batons and fists, but they are going to bounce off of your Kevlar vest, and it is your turn.
Roger makes that universal sign, you know, where you rub like a couple of fingers under your nose, and he says to Lyle,
Lyle, I believe you have a Batman in the belfry. You might want to get that.
And he makes the universal sign of 2 fingers rubbing under the nose again, and looks. Lexit, Lyle, really know.
Hey, pause real quick. Justin Griffin, as Dad's describing this universal sign, do you guys have any idea what it's a sign for?
No, I don't know what he's on about.
I'm trying to
say. Batman and now I'm in filled the with, belfry.
But like rubbing it like, under, is he smelling something? Is it like
it's
herbs?
It's like the most insane improv impulse because it's not just like, it's not a comedy prompt. It's a puzzle. It's like
Daddy,
a riddle.
Daddy will say universal sign. And as soon as he uses those words, I know that I'm not going to understand the thing he's about to say.
It's a booger. You got a booger.
And you can't tell if like he taught us the universe. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No. If we don't know it, it can't be universal because like you taught
us. It's universal.
Okay, so you want my You want my axolotl man to think he has a booger.
Yes. Okay. And what do you do when you have a booger?
I mean, I get a tissue and I wipe it.
Yeah, maybe a tissue, but maybe not a tissue. Maybe a handkerchief or a pocket square.
I'm not being difficult. I'm just not. I'm not a smart person. I'm sorry.
We have these cool new pocket squares.
The red pocket square.
How come all of your actions?
Asked him knowingly.
How come all your actions are dependent on us doing prop comedy?
Because I am a team player.
That's not what being a team player means.
It's very much what a team player is. It takes two to complete a pass in the NFL. Somebody's got to throw it.
At the quarterback. Throw it to me.
You're like mailing the person a letter with where the ball's going to be if they can solve the rebus. I mean, like...
I guess I gave you too much credit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You raised a stupid son. It's kind of your fault, Dad.
Well, I'm sorry.
I eat my pocket square.
No, you don't eat it. Okay. But do you eat it with a flourish?
I eat it. Would I? Could I? What? Yes, I daringly eat my pocket square. No. Okay. Oh. I wave around a red pocket square that I have in my pocket.
Like telepathy. This is communicated. It's so clear that Lyle, what Roger is looking for.
It's the universal move.
Yeah, obviously.
Universal move. And so Roger invokes his ab move, Tori a new one. When somebody waves something red, Roger runs straight at the thing with irresistible force.
Okay.
With his goal to be to attack the guys lined up next to Rod.
So you're going to roll 4d8. And I will tell you this. If you get two successes or less, you will hit people, but you will also hit Lyle as he is the one waving the red handkerchief. So, if you choose to use Time to Shine Dice, you need three successes or more to not include Lyle in your running into people.
Then I'm going to use two Time to Shine Dice because, obviously, I don't want to make this have bad resonance for Lyle so that he'd never do it again.
Yeah, you want it to be a positive experience.
I want it to be a positive experience.
So roll 68. Three successes.
Three successesses.
A 7, a 6,
You're
and a
welcome.
6. So there is a cowabunga in there as well. So not only do you spare Lyle, but you are going to take out 4 of the guys, all 4 of them that were surrounding Lyle.
Including the bug expert?
No, that's Lyle. Lyle was the one who was looking at the ash beetle? Yeah, you knock all 4 of them away.
Okay.
So, Lyle, your pathway has now been...
I have something to say.
Oh, of course you do.
Oh, good.
Olay!
Okay. All right.
I'm still waiting for Dad to say the thing he was going to say.
He said...
Olay!
Uh-huh.
Mole?
Oh, okay.
Oil of Olay!
There it is.
I don't know.
Okay, so the two that were, they make their way down the path where you are now lying in your post-foon position, and they are going to take swings at you, Navy.
Good luck.
Oops.
Do you have any armor, Navy?
I don't. I have extra health.
Okay, good. Because that's 3 hits
that
from one and 2 hits from the other.
Ow, 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 ow. Okay, jeez, yikes. Okay, that's half my health.
But it is your turn.
Man.
I thought we were going to take a round off.
Oh, I thought you meant after we went to, like, have it a complete, like, you, your half, our half, take a break.
Just forget the whole thing. This is ridiculous. This is why nobody trusts you guys.
I'm going to press a button. Nah, man, your reputation is dog dirt.
Oh, man.
I'm going to press a button on my controller for the splash pack that turns every nozzle frontwards towards these dudes. And I'm just going to open her up and sort of put my back up against this fountain for, you know, leverage and just really let them have it. Really, really give it to them.
All right. Roll 5d8.
I'll add one. Really going through my time to shine dice here, but it seems like this is the time to do it. That's going to be three successes.
Three successes.
Six, a seven, a five.
So these guys go blasting back. Not quite to the wall, but it definitely clears you some distance to maneuver.
Okay. And I'm going to get to my feet.
Okay.
Just so as to not get stomped on by any more bad boys. Can I get on the radio and be like, Dr. Killdeath, how's that X-Fill plan going, pal?
Yes, it is coming along quite well. I think it's going to be just a couple more minutes.
You hear something like sizzle and pop, and he's like,
yeah, this is normal.
Are you cooking right now? Are you cooking like an omelet or something?
Just some quick back bacon.
Will you please?
It's brain food.
Dr.
Man,
Childeth,
will you please let him cook?
I'm dying. I am dying.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Cleft, honey, will you watch the back bacon? I need to finish the adjustments on the escape route. Of course, dear.
Hey, everybody, in case you've somehow missed it, Story and Song, the final graphic novel in our Adventure Zone Balance graphic novel series, comes out next week. You can pre-order it right now at theadventurezonecomic.com. If you pre-order from one of our indie bookstore partners, you'll get a book plate signed by one of us and Carrie. Book release event next week in Boston. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chevalier Theater. Each ticket includes a signed paperback copy of Story and Song provided by Brookline Booksmith. And we have a special mid-month episode of Clubhouse on Tuesday, July 14th to celebrate the book coming out. And the regular monthly Clubhouse is still on the 21st, so check that out. We've got some new merch this month. There's a Trav Nation Centennial Magnet along with a bunch of other great stuff. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will also be donated to the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So go check that out, macroymerch.com, and back to the show.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show. Let's learn everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn.
Woo!
I'm Dr. Ella Hubber.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
If you want to know what's going on in the world of movies, you should be listening to Maximum Film so we can tell you all about it.
Okay, but what if you already know what's going on in the world of movies? What if you're kind of obsessed with movies, like maybe you have a problem?
Well, then you should definitely be listening to Maximum Film, because we too have that problem, and it's important you know you're not alone.
We're talking indies you'll want to seek out.
Blockbusters and blockbusting wannabes.
Classics we can't get enough of.
I'm comedian and writer Kevin Avery.
I'm film critic Alonzo Duraldi.
I'm festival programmer and producer Drea Clark.
Together, we're Maximum Film. Smart about movies in Hollywood, so you don't have to be.
But if you already are, that's also great. And hey, we see you.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
Okay, Lyle, you're up.
This is my moment. This is the moment that I've waited for.
This is the moment.
I'm going to try to push I'm going to push into the guys that have all crowded around me that have no idea that I'm here.
Well, bad news.
Dang it. I was hoping you'd forgotten. Okay. I want to grab the two guys that are closest to me and knock their heads together as hard as I can with my arms and my fists.
Okay, well, you know what that sounds like to me, Justin?
Anything's a drum.
Anything's a drum. You're playing these boys like cymbals. At this point, the improvised melee weapon is the other person's head hitting their head.
Oh my gosh. The way that that like adds to it, it goes back and forth. Infinitely.
Oh, like a Newton's cradle.
Like if both of their heads are the improvised weapon, right? And I get a bonus, that bonus will reciprocate back and forth between those two weapons that are also the things that they are striking until that bonus is basically infinite.
Wow. But that would explode the world.
Well, no, it will unmake them.
I'll tell you this. You get to roll 3d8. If you roll 3 8s, you will unmake them.
Man, I've wanted a lot of unlikely rolls, but this one. Oh, one success.
One success. As you bonk them together, one of them is knocked out, but the other one is just kind of, it hurts his head, but it doesn't knock him unconscious. And he's going to take a swing at you. But he's only going to roll 3d8 because his head hurts. He does get two hits, though.
Wow, must not hurt that bad.
He's just mad, mostly. The same two guys at the front line are going to take swings at Lamar. No, no. No hits on
Lamar. Wow, where were those rolls on my body, on my person?
That's a great question. Roger, you're up.
I'm going to... Okay, explain one thing to me. The whole light situation. He threw Hatchet Man, mm-hmm. right, at the ceiling.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
What did that do?
It created... they would be hitting with 5d8s, and they're hitting with 4d8s because of a circle of darkness. The ones that have been knocked out of the circle are much slower coming back in because they're having a harder time seeing.
So where is that circle centered around the fountain in the middle?
And it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 back in each direction. So you are currently in shadow and two more of the squares on the grid to the north. Are also in shadow. Thanks, Roll 20.
Okay. Roger's going to move into the light, move out of the shadow and into the light. Okay. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. He's going to move out of the shadow into the light and is going to do the flamenco. There's a light source shining on him, like a spotlight, or in this case, the light from the ceiling. He does a stomping, clapping solo dance on one leg that is impossible for adversaries to ignore. All attention is drawn to the dance. It is irresistible, and he holds all attention for 10 seconds.
Okay. Roll 48, and we're going to see how many... agent's attention you grab.
Okay, 4d8. Six
with a cowbunga, everybody in this area is immediately focused on you.
That's amazing, man. He must have trained at Juilliard, maybe Mooliard.
Dun, 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 dun,
it's incredible. Dun, 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 look at him go.
Hey! Oh, I love.
And
this
that
is sonically just such a lot.
Lyle, that's going to leave you clear.
It's such a lot.
To do whatever you'd like to do now.
What's the status of the two guys whose heads I knocked together? Are they dead? Do you need to get a funeral going for them? Or I can't remember if they died.
I mean, you could say, I don't know, last rites or whatever, but I think you just knocked him unconscious. The other one, his headache, but he was drawn in by the rhythmic dancing of one Roger Moore. Okay. So right now you find yourself.
Remember that? Remember that?
Do you remember it?
Yeah. No, I remember that. It was in my mind's eye, so now I can't ever forget it.
Now you find yourself unencumbered, unsurrounded, free to move or do whatever you wish.
I could dance some more.
Well, you're never going to not dance again.
Dancing forever. So there's nobody around me, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is anybody who's in the most active? Oh, I got it. Perfect. I know exactly what I'm going to do. There's. All right. I'm going to the safest place I can think of. And I go and I stand near Lamar.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, I'm going to stand near you.
Okay.
Like, I figure if you love protection stuff so much, next to the big living shield is like the most killer place for me to be, man. So I just kind of grooved it over here.
Okay, just watch out because the shield's kind of unidirectional, you know what I mean?
Well, that's fine because I got something for the guys that can't reach. And then I'll punch the guys nearest Lamar. So I'm like back to back with him. I'm the punching side.
Okay, great. Because there's a guy that just stepped up to you.
Exactly, right? So I'm going, I'm kind of like little spooning into Lamar.
It's beautiful.
To use his protection on my back.
That's what every pacifist is looking for, really. Like a really aggressive buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
The yin to his yang.
Yeah, exactly, Dad. The pacifist is just waiting for some psychopath to complete them and be all violence.
Okay, how are you attacking the guy that just stepped to you?
Oh, I am. Does Lamar have anything on him that would be funny?
Give me a second.
I don't have a minute to think, Travis. I reach into Lamar's pocket and I grab the first thing I can. I gotta improvise a weapon. I pull out my hand, and there in my hand is...
It's an incense holder in the shape of a ceramic pizza.
Smell you later! Bang! And then I hit him on the head as hard as I can with the incense holder.
Okay, great. Give me an... Anything's a drum roll with 3d8. Two successes. Yet the ceramic pizza shatters over this guy's head... and he goes down.
Oh, he looks incensed now.
Oh, man, that was good.
I hate that you broke my ceramic pizza, but it was worth it for that line, man.
Yeah, sorry. that really stinks.
And you get a call over the radio.
Yes, come in. You four, I guess. It's me, Dr. Killdeath, Gregory.
Hey, Dr. Killdeath, we're just getting fired up over here with the hurting people. Right, Lamar?
Yeah, I'm not wild about this, man, but thanks for getting my back.
Well, actually, I had no choice but to get your front.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, you were my back.
But then you're my back. Oh, you complete me.
Ouroboros.
All right, well, it sounds like you guys are doing...
Hey.
Listen,
everyone, let's get this clean Ouroboros. Hey, listen, shut up. Listen, Ouroboros.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for hurting people on my behalf.
One side's all violence, one side's all show.
You got your peanut butter in my chocolate.
Both sides are all vibes.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Okay. Well, I was going to tell you that I finished the modifications and you guys should make your way back in here. But if you're having fun growing out, I understand. No rush. Robert.
I'm dying.
Oh.
I am. Yeah.
Make your way back into my home.
Roger, do you need help getting out of there, man? Because it feels like you're lost in the sauce a little bit. And if you stop dancing, you'll be instantly just disintegrated by the 12 dudes around you.
Yes, a bit weary.
All right, can I run over to Roger and try to grab him and, like, jetpack out of there and... dunk down into the top of the volcano.
That would be a sweet poster move.
You sure can.
You know?
It's not when you point it out. No, when Michael Jordan goes in for one of his nasty dunks on someone, he's never
you
like,
don't,
Here comes a great poster moment.
Hey, take a picture of
this. You don't think he does that? That's exactly what Michael Jordan does.
Does. He's the present. He still does. No, you were right the first time. He does it every day on the basketball court, and we don't even put it on TV anymore.
No, he's still out there doing his best.
He's out there. He's only got half a court. He still does it.
You run over there. So I'm going to have you do first the roll with the splashback to take off with him.
Okay.
And then a roll to see how well the aiming goes.
Okay. I'm running out of time to shine dice, so I'm going to just do this one raw. That's okay, though, because that's three successes.
Three successes. Wow. Okay, yeah, you're able to get him and launch into the air.
Yep.
And so you guys definitely get clear of... You know what? I'm going to say on three successes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I stretch Roger out.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Now he's lean beef.
You are able to make it into the volcano.
Amazing.
Wow.
I figure you got Lamar, Axelisle. You have, and you're much closer to the door.
Absolutely.
So you guys make your way in?
Yep.
Yes.
You reach the inside, and Lamar is guarding the entrance, and he kind of slams his shield down into the ground, creating a bit of a barrier there as you run inside. You guys had knocked everyone back far enough that you have some time here to get into the volcano. And you see Dr. Killdeath standing in his patio area near the fountain. And he says, climb in, climb in, climb in. And you see that the fountain has opened up into a set of spiral staircase.
Very Thunderbirds.
When you reach the bottom of the staircase, there you're in a missile chamber. And he says, yes, I had this saved in case I wanted to do one last attack on the city. But now...
Wait, what? They accommodated that when they built the prison?
I built it. It was my plan.
Oh. Carve it out of soap?
No, this was just going to be kind of like if City Hall ever got too big for their britches kind of thing. I was going to call ahead and let them clear out. It was mostly symbolic. A final fireworks. We don't have time for that. I've modified it. Okay. Now it will launch you safely out of the prison.
Oh, gosh. Tell me more about everything you just said, because it will launch us safely out of... Is there a landing mechanism on this?
I've aimed it for water.
Aimed
it for water.
Yes.
How? What's your specificity on your aiming there, man? Like, how certain are you that we're going to make it to the splash zone?
I am very certain.
How certain are you? Like, we will get wet, 92%. We may get drenched, or where are you at?
92%.
Okay. Mm. And when you say water, are we talking about, like, Point Nemo, like the spacecraft cemetery in the middle of the ocean, or is it going to be swimmable to land?
No, I'm sending you back towards land. Listen, would I lie to you?
Boy, somebody wanted to flex the red mental floss this morning, huh?
Hey, I know stuff about the ocean, okay? I'm an ocean guy.
That's absolutely fair.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So is there another option, maybe? Is there, like, a high-speed rail?
You could go back out there and keep getting hit a bunch.
No.
Interesting.
I mean, fight your way out, I guess, is the other one.
Hey, I can never remember this fool's name. It is the River City first officer whose career and life we've ruined. And I should remember his name because of
Joshua
how
Darnett.
Much misfortune. Thank you so much. Is Joshua going to be okay? Because I think he's still here and he's got, like, taken or whatever.
Yes, when I spoke to him on the phone, he was definitely taken. But he wouldn't have been taken here. He would have been taken to River City First HQ.
Okay, cool. Hey, do you want to come with? Because, we actually could probably use some help getting around your old stomping grounds.
Oh, I'd love to, but I do have a bridge game tonight with Calculator and Shocktopus. But, and he slides you the plans for the HQ. This is everything I know. Hopefully they haven't changed much in the remodel.
Okay. Any other questions for...
I'm fine, man.
What are you doing over there, Lyle?
I hope you're going to the bathroom. There's not one on the rocket.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm putting on a scopolamine patch.
Yeah, important. Wait, hold on. Is there like a place where we sit in the rocket?
Yes, I took the warhead out. I took the explosives out. So there should be room for you guys to kind of cram in there.
Hey, you took the explosives out so you'd have room for something truly dangerous.
You?
Us. Something truly dangerous. Us.
I don't know who that was for. Like, are you trying to intimidate some... Okay. Lamar, are you ready? Are you ready to...
Hey, man, if Carver's leave? In trouble, man, I gotta be there for him.
If Carver's in trouble, you're ready to stand there...
And protect him.
Cool. And protect him. Awesome. Let's get rocking.
Wait. Let's get rocking.
Let's... Okay.
And hey, let's rock this rocket. Everything. And let's take out the explosives and fill it with something truly dangerous. Dang it!
No one's filming this, do we? Is this for the real?
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows.
Supported directly by you.